too many Tic Tacs in the town.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 3:38 starting time. Please welcome from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Matthew Wiley. Play away, please.
Golflandia 144. It's not 144, you dope. It's 146. Good start, Matt Wiley, to the Golflandia podcast. Plowing through COVID-19. I have not missed a week. I don't know if that's mattered to anyone, but I have not missed one. I've also not missed making mistakes. We are almost at real golf season time. Not last week's gimmicky event. Real golf. June 11th. Subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Real reviews only, please. I got in trouble with the... unintentionally. I didn't get in trouble with them, but they took something the wrong way. The Fantasy Golf Pod Boys, who are good guys, really good guys, completely above board. Let me give you the situation. So they were giving away an Outlaw Tour. Of course, the Outlaw Tour showdowns every week. Outlaw Tour hoodie, right? And they said, just review the podcast and you could be entered to win. Which is great. I've done that before too. I give away, what? Stella Chalices? Michelob Ultra bags, Motley Crue CDs. We get one review. It's just about engagement, right? That's cool. One of the replies to that engagement for them was from someone who said, it doesn't matter anymore. All reviews are fake. Paraphrasing, no one believes them. And that... I believe that a lot to be true, and that made me angry. And so I quote tweeted it. I said, anyone who buys fake reviews for a podcast in order to game the iTunes algorithm, iTunes podcast algorithm, and float to the top is absolutely pathetic, because you are. Because it's disingenuous to anyone trying to do it authentically, which the Fantasy Golf Pod Boys were trying to do. I was defending them. The quote tweet, if you could have misread it, but they get it now. Because those guys trying to get engagement with their audience authentically can't even do it because no one believes reviews are real anymore. On iTunes podcasts, evidently, because you can buy them overseas for $35 for 1,000. Which people have done in this space. And that's pathetic. Because it's cheating. Makes your podcast look a lot bigger than it is. Meanwhile, people are out there hustling, trying to get engagement with their audience the right way. Whatever. Then trying to zoom to the top. Fake. Pathetic. Speaking of Zoom, puts. Stonklandia. Portnoy made money today. Good for him. Everyone should make money. I said on Thursday, the Dow was going to jump. Some people bit me for that. Well, fast forward 2 days, Chief. Today, I did Zoom puts. Why? Well, I think it's inverse market, much like SPSX or SPXS or DRIP. If the market's going up, Zoom should be going down because less and less people will be relying, quote unquote, I don't think it will be the case. I think more people will be remote on online platforms for meetings. Not to mention, it doesn't work ever for us at this office, ever. It reminds everyone of COVID. The stock's way overpriced. It's way overbought. $170 puts, $529. Bring it. It's down what? $11 since I bought that. And I just learned that Dirty Rush, Andy, is in the options game. We are now brothers. In fact, any of you who are into options trading, DM me. I love that stuff. More to come. Stonklandia. Another short I will have open is Jazz Jane Wanadanand, who cannot win on the Florida Gulf Coast swing against anyone. I mean, some guy drove down from Long Island to beat his ass in the ground in a playoff, I think. I think Jazz chunked a chip in the playoff. You get a lot of these good, really good golfers on sort of neutral surfaces without a huge crowd or television cameras or a lot of travel, and a lot of these guys can play. Like the cat who won in Scottsdale. Was it Carson Roberts? No, he finished second. Zach Smith beat Joel Damon pretty badly in the final round. It can happen. You had three or more legit pros at the Scottsdale Open. Zach Smith put them in the ground. And I think that's going to happen maybe at Colonial. I'll tell you who I think is going to have a comeback here at Colonial. For million-dollar contests from DraftKings. DraftKings, and I'm jumping around here. Keep that word short. I Jazz Jane wanted it on. He's actually playing at Colonial. I guarantee he'll win. Just to really fuck me. Just to really drive that screwdriver right in my ribs. Jane wanted it on. Watch, he'll win. And everyone will be like, I was on him. Had him. 200-1. Had him. Live ad. DraftKings. So they are gutting up here. And they're doing a $1 million contest for Colonial, which is great. That's the belief in golf. I'll tell you why in a second. Why they're doing that. My guess. Here's the read I have to do. And it's important to you to listen to this. This weekend there will be a clash of titans. Legend versus legend. Goat versus goat. GOAT is an acronym for greatest of all time, by the way. By the way, thank God The Last Dance is finished. Your series on basketball. I didn't say one negative thing about it, but if any of you clowns ever get frustrated or roll your eyes at the amount of golf content that's going to come and swamp your timeline, I'm going to kill you. Not in real life. But I didn't say a word about every second tweet being Last Dance and all of you are MJ stans. If you're born in 2000, you love MJ. It doesn't matter. I didn't say a thing. But you cannot find a non-Last Dance tweet. I did not say a thing. So I tried to search Jazz Jane Wanadanand and playoff, because he was in a playoff today. So I searched Jazz and playoff. You know what that brought up? Yeah. Episode 50 from The Last Dance. Could not find it. So that, I'm telling you, I bookmarked all of you super fans of MJ who are Last Dance stans. Do not come after the amount of the high volume and high quality content coming your way when golf returns. Sorry, DraftKings, read. Goat versus goat, a tale as old as time. When these Goliaths face off this weekend, they won't be doing it for fame and glory. They'll be playing for the love of the game and DraftKings. The leader in daily fantasy sports is putting you on the course with a special deposit bonus for both new and, emphasize, and in bold and in caps, existing users up to $500. For the big event, DraftKings will be hosting a number of free-to-play contests with a share of $100,000 up for grabs throughout the match. The contests are easy to play. Download the DraftKings app, go to Pools, choose from the wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win a share of $100,000 in prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions about what you think is going to happen during the big event. Questions such as, who will have the longest drive on the first hole? In a time of limited sports, this is your chance to scratch your competitive itch and reign supreme over your friends and family by trying out one of DraftKings' free-to-play contests. I assume they did not mention this in their copy, but I assume they mean the golf event with Brady, Manning, Woods, and Phil. I called him Woods. Tiger is his first name. So I believe that's what they mean, go to the goat. Goat versus goat. In their read, they did not mention that, but that's what it means. So download the DraftKings app now and use code Golflandia during sign up for a limited time. Both new and existing users can get a deposit bonus of up to $500 on your next deposit. That's code Golflandia. And you can get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 required. Deposit bonus requires a 25x playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. That was a long read. I made it really long. All right, shorting Jazz. Jane wanted it on. I'm also shorting gimmick events. Now, I won't short this weekend because I think the banter will be interesting from Peyton Manning and Phil. But mic'd up players who are generally probably not the most talkative people or, you know, comical. I mean, golfers in general probably are not like that. But the rivalry last weekend with three of the nicest people maybe on the planet, or at least two, Rory and Ricky, three of the quietest, it's very difficult to have an event where you're mic'd up to have engagement. Plus Seminole, I know it's an elite private course, but was it visually striking? Not really. It looked like it should have been on the south side of LAX with Delta 777s retired flying over it. I'm just saying. I mean, I'd rather see Pebble Beach, Monterey, Montreux with the Barracuda. So, is it the Barracuda? Yeah. Anyway, it's Montreux near Reno. Give me that. Eagle Point. Is it Eagle Point, North Carolina? Yeah. But it's difficult because why? I said it countless times. Why are people watching sports? Why are people watching Tiger King? Why are people watching anything? Tension, exhilaration, drama. Why did golf get 70 share 30 years ago? Well, there was nothing else giving people that in terms of content. Now, there's a trillion things giving people that in terms of content. Plus, other things giving people that, drama, tension, exhilaration, in daily life. Options trading, betting on anything, betting on CSGO, betting on what? E-NASCAR. So that's why when you have a tournament with people who aren't necessarily rivals, there aren't many rivals on the... There's rivalries with Ryder Cup. There's rivalries between countries and nations and geographies and President's Cup. There's no rivalries really on PGA Tour that you can create artificially. They all like each other. They all have the same agents. They all work for TaylorMade. You think Rory and Ricky don't get along? The two nicest people on the planet. Bryson versus Brooks? Now you got something. Now you've got something. The Beefcake Tour. Gross.
Ugh.
Gross. But that's why it really didn't hit home for me at least. People ask what I thought about it. I don't know. I didn't think it was great. Doesn't work for me. You get the tension automatically, four majors, the big tournaments, things like the Kentucky Derby once a year. That'll give you the exhilaration, the backstory. It's like Conor McGregor. Why does he do this, the theatrics before every match? Do you think it's a little orchestrated? Yeah. Why? He's creating the drama. He's creating the rivalry, and he does it better than, you know, any athlete on the planet. He's no dummy. But what does it automatically for sports and especially golf? What's coming up? The $1 million contest for DraftKings. What does that do? Instant ratings. Do you think many people would watch the Colonial for 4 days? On an average year without COVID? Do you think people would be anticipating this much coming up? Do you think DraftKings would be doing a $1 million contest for it? No. They just know people are pining for it. And that's what drives the ratings and television. And I think some networks are getting around to understanding that. But some people can just believe you throw, you know, four superstars out there with mics on and you're going to get, you know, everyone engaged and pumped up for it. I see the content floated out there on Twitter by these major networks where they tag these players. It gets no interaction. Now this, Colonial, with a $1 million contest, watch out, man. Watch out. Good for them, by the way. New publicly traded company putting their money where their mouth is. That is neat. And speaking of the Colonial, I went on a limb, and I will not take this back, and nothing you say will convince me otherwise at this point until I take it back. And I'm convinced otherwise. I think that Spieth is going to come out firing at the Colonial. I really do. I have no other information except for this analysis of mine to prove this case. For Spieth, there's only one way to be. He set the bar so high when he first came out of the gate. What, three majors? A zillion wins? He was a comet. He was interstellar. There's only one way for people to recognize Spieth. It's that. It's the Open Championship Spieth. Did you see that putt? That's Spieth. That's the only way people or fans of golf are really going to see him. And so he's got that gap to fill, or he had that gap to fill pre, you know, this break. And it was tough. And to me, it just looked like it was a confidence issue. All of his peers, Justin Thomas, Rory, Ricky even, continue to do well, continue to dominate. Justin Thomas makes himself number 1A golfer in the world. And there was a lot of space to make up for Jordan to get back to that spot, in my opinion. And that just, it was just, you can't play okay. It's got to be elite Spieth. That's what people are begging for. And if you're not, you're failing. The standard is so high. But this reset and this layoff, as you can see with a lot of these golfers, Jazz, Jane, wanted a nod. Even Joel Damon of the Scottsdale, who admittedly himself prior to the tournament said, I'm not going to win this. He was right. He's like, there's so many other good players who are playing well. He said, Colt knows kicking ass. And I think he outscored him. But that's going to happen at Colonial. No one's going to come back and just be as it was in February and March, early March, and just carry on. Everyone's going to have some rust on them. So you put Spieth where now the field has been neutralized a little bit. Everything's been, it's like, you know, stocks bottoming out. He has a chance at a course that he has succeeded at in a state that he was raised in, at a course that demands scrambling proficiency, that I think that if he comes out of the gate and does well, it's going to reboost his confidence again because people are going to start talking about him. He's back while other players are just getting their legs around underneath them again. That's my theory. It could be wrong. I mean, I always thought there was a potentially dysfunctional relationship between him and Griller. Perhaps there's not. Griller, put him in the mix for the nicest person on earth. If you've watched any biographies on him and his relationship with Jordan Spieth, I think that Spieth is always great for golf. And I think that this break has also allowed him to have a little bit of decline on the you are the media darling for the PGA Tour distractions. Everywhere. You are it. You're the sun child. Can I just focus on playing golf and getting better at it again? I think it's going to be really good for him. That's my theory from a psychoanalytical perspective. And I could be completely wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'll claim I never had this theory in the first place. Speaking of dysfunction, and this is a new ad read for the show. You ready for it? Guys, are you ready for this? Anyone who's dealt with erectile dysfunction knows how awkward it could be to talk about it in person. Luckily, there's a simple, convenient solution to get the treatment you need without leaving the couch. Our friends at Roman have spent years building a digital platform that can connect you with a doctor licensed in your state, all from the comfort of your home. Roman makes it convenient to get the treatment you need right from your home. Just grab your phone or computer. Hopefully it's near your couch. Because the first part, they said you could be in your couch. So let's see if this connects. Just grab your computer or your phone, complete a free online visit, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. And if the doctor decides that treatment is right for you, your medication can be shipped right to your door with free two-day shipping. And you'll get free unlimited follow-ups with your doctor anytime you have questions or want to adjust your treatment plan. With Roman, there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. So if you're struggling with ED, stay home. Go to GetRoman.com/Golflandia. GetRoman.com/Golflandia for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Golflandia for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. You like how I worked that in with the keyword dysfunctional? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. All right, podcast topic question window before we get to the picks for the Outlaw. Miley Virus, would you consider yourself a tout or classify yourselves as a tout? My response, touts charge for shitty picks. I give my shitty picks for free. Son, and they're coming up. Peter Quest, Sebastian Sidnall talked about him. Peter Quest, another guy DM'd me about him. I think he went to college with Peter Quest. He's playing in the Outlaw Tour. He almost nearly won. Got crapped out on day three of the Scottsdale. But Quest, he's playing this week in the Outlaw. Stone cold winner, as Sidnal says. I agree. At Sebastian Sidna 4. Christopher, the lovable troll. How many shares of VTIQ do you secretly own? None. VTIQ is the stock du jour, or the week, of the intranet. It's the one linked to Nikola. And it went parabolic. And I told Christopher that the parabola is broken. I'm not in. If people think it's going to go to 35, it's going to go to 18 and then 11 first. You're not getting one-for-one shares of Nikola. It owns 5% of Nikola, every common stockholder of VTIQ. So how many do I own? Zero. That's the short answer, Christopher. And Brent Morris, BY Morris. I had a long debate at 2 a.m. on Saturday with someone about the whole issue. So there you go. Zoom puts. You made fun of me for that, Chris? Bam. The Dow, 24.1. Bing. The hits keep coming. You want more? Long go. Go. That's a stock. Grocery outlets. That thing is in a parabolic advance, in my opinion. It is going to explode. 60, 70 bucks. You heard it here first. Best way, hey, it's the real podcast, guys. Best ways to grow a market, grow and market a podcast organically. I mean, here's the thing with content, and I was thinking about this over the weekend. Content, because someone, I was having a strategy meeting with a client, and they had a product. And they said, it's about people not knowing about it enough. And I said, in this day and age, if people needed to know about your product, and they do, they would know about it. There is no shortage of supply side of information. If people want to search it out, if people are in need, they'll find it. It'll be talked about, it'll be shared, there'll be influencers. LinkedIn, for example, is a complete supply side of people wanting to give you viral marketing strategies. It's not about me needing to know more about them. Same thing with content. It's less is more, in my opinion. If people wanted more of you, they would let you know. Or needed more from you, they would let you know. So what's the key in content? What is the key with Dave Portnoy and his success? Is it the fact that he's doing content? No. It's people demand more of it. That's the equation. It's the demand side will lead you to success in content and podcasting. Create it so that people want more of it. Don't just flood the supply side. And that's not, again, Fantasy Golf Pod. Don't read me wrong there. That's not about you. That is a statement about content in general, in my opinion. Dave Portnoy has created content that people want more of. And he's created a relationship with an audience that people are interested in him. Someone, Dave Portland, could do the exact same stuff that Portnoy is doing, exact same, and have zero views. He's made that intimate connection with the audience. That is the trigger. That is the key. I don't know if there's a formula to that, but it takes time. There's a familiarity to it. There's a familiarity to the voice. There's a familiarity to the cadence of a show. It's with everything, with all content. It's gradual. It's over time. It's a connection with people. That's the key. It's not just, you know, you can get short-term wins by marketing it, by having a, you know, flooding the supply side, but the content better be good. long term to hold these people. You can buy, again, not you guys, you can buy podcast reviews and likes in order to get number one on iTunes listing and cheat the index. But is that going to sustain it? Not in content. If you're selling widgets, yes. If you're selling domains like GoDaddy, sure, because that is utility. That's the key to me, if that's even an answer. It's a demand side, not a supply. There's plenty of supply. Create the demand. Make your stuff so interesting and good and connect well that people want more of it. And don't just flood it. It's a balance. It's a date. Don't get married the first date. Whatever. What do I know? What do I know? It's this spring golf season, TJ Summers 21. Is there a faster player than DJ in a charity event? Between that and the number of yawns that Rory had, that's how I checked out. It was for charity. I mean, they carry their own bag for charity. They raise money. Again, the nicest guys. But it really didn't move the meter for me. I think Wolf tried a few zingers at DJ. I was like, what? This isn't working. Brooks versus Bryson? Oof, I think I'd pay for that. Now, they've created some tension there. That makes sense. All right, picks. You ready for these picks, Miley Virus? Professional tout. Okay. If you're going to play showdown, or if you're going to do outrights, here's what I did for outrights, first of all. Because my jazz auto play and parlays is a complete loser now, here's what you got to do. Does Segunda win on the cactus for the women, or does Haragai win again? Carlotta Segunda is an elite female professional golfer in a different class. She should win handily. I like one of the Paul brothers. I like Flavor Flavin. This is the outlaw now. Flavin or Flavin, Patrick Flavin. If it's Flavin, he's got a brand right there. Patrick Flavor Flavin. You got to think that Dylan Wu has got to win at some point too. He's playing the best out of all of them right now, perhaps. Galletti's back. Let's just say the 3-week layoff, he's going to have some rust. Let's hope. And then Matt Marshall from Canada. He's been playing great. That should be a serial tagline. Great. Got to think of which one. In the DraftKings side of things. So if I like, here's the parlay. Let me close that out first before I jump around. You wonder why I can't read well. Segunda with Wu, Paul, Flavor Flavin, Marshall. And then on that Merido number two with actually some really good golfers. I did. Zalatoris, Redman, Hovland, Scheffler. Now, on to Outlaw, if you're playing DraftKings. For those who haven't done it before, if you're going to play it, here are the birdie makers in the 7,000s that I like. If you're trying to build a team. They priced this one pretty well this week. There's no real, wow, I can't believe I can get that guy for that price. It's you can't really fit a lot of the top-end guys into one team. So, in the sevens, Triplett, who's had a success here, and he can put up some birdies. He has had a couple of missed cuts recently. Armon and Carlson, till the day I die, those two. Mitch Carlson, Nick Armon. Gorbon is a birdie machine. I think he's one of the top on tour, on this tour. Yes, he has 126 birdies or eagles this season. Triplets up there as well. Gurska's number one, but that's a wild card. He can go -8 or +8. I've seen real quick. And then there's only one in the 6,000s I'm really circling, and that doesn't mean there aren't others, but Gauguin or Gogert. And then on top, of course, Flavin, both Pauls. I think Wu. It's expensive, but this is just for day one. It's very tough. Get in your zone for day two and three. But, you know, Marshall, 8,200, maybe a little pricey. But Triplett, I like by the way, unwind whatever I just said about that parlay, because Jazz ruined my first one. It was Segonda, Marshall top 10. Marshall top 10, that's what I did. He's +350 for a top 10. With Scheffler, Hovland, Zalatoris, Redman. Marshall top 10. There's the pick of the week. There's the Miley, that's the segment, the Miley Virus top 10 pick of the week. Touting pick of the week. Biggest differences from living in Canada versus the States. Sledgehammer. Wow. That's a long answer. There aren't a lot of differences. They're very similar countries. Canada, I mean, I'm not going to go into this answer because it could take a long time. I love both. I'm a citizen. I'm so fortunate to be a citizen of both because I can go up to Lake Muskoka with the kids and the family and the wife and the dog, who I guarantee will run away or kill another small animal, drag it in the house under the bed. But I can go up there as a Canadian citizen and hang out away from COVID. Sledgehammer. I will ask me again next week. It just came in past the wire. Marshall top 10. Segonda is going to beat Haraguy even with a layoff. Scheffler, Hovland, Zalatoris, Redmond. I really like Gorbon in the sevens, and I kind of like Gauguin, Gogert. It's 6,200. That's all I got. There you go. I even got the ad reads in. Didn't forget. Get Roman. Golflandia, DraftKings. GetRoman.com/Golflandia. DraftKings.com/Golflandia. See ya. Yes, I'm leaving. Now that you're leaving, soon as you can pay. Yes, I'm relaxing. Yeah, that's right.